confusing having two frigging computers with two keyboards.
Oh, shut up.
Right, here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
Sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, good evening. Hello there. It's Robin Tate here in Ballymena in Northern Ireland. Welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast. This is episode 433 for August the 5th, 2017. I am your host this evening because Greg is off playing with some balls. His balls, other people's balls, putting in them in holes, taking them out of holes, stuffing them into holes and looking for the odd gopher. Anyway, he's not here. It's me. I'm your host tonight. And spinning the decks, as per usual, is DJ Extreme, Mark Annex. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Robin. Hello, everyone. Yes, I'm on the podcast yet again. I think I'm going to have to be a permanent fixture now with this new setup.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, Mark. I mean, you're doing all right, but those R plates are still up. You don't have R plates. What am I talking about, R plates? You don't even know what R plates are.
No.
That's a Northern Ireland thing. Yeah. Your L plates have just came down.
Yeah.
Yeah, how's on your knobs? How's your knobs there?
They're getting a good twiddling, yeah. They're doing well. Yeah, I'm getting used to it now. It's good.
Do you mean, is this as good as your Thrustmaster now? You know, is all these things you can...
Yeah, there's more buttons and knobs on this than the Thrustmaster, yeah.
Just think how adept you are at twisting the little knobs now and just caressing them and making them perform and stand upright just for the way you... Oh, show me your knobs.
Yeah, there you go, look.
Look, there we go. There's Mark's knob. Anyway, thank you, Mark, for spinning the decks. Look, you're doing a fantastic job there. I unfortunately don't have the bandwidth or the mentality to do it. Tonight we have two very special people here. They've got special needs and we have them on the show tonight. We've got one guy also in the UK. That's our wonderful Kyle Adams Adamski. Hello, Kyle. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good evening. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
God almighty. It's so polite to have you as well, Kyle. Yes. That's great. We've got Kyle. And in America, we have got one of the men through the TA. We have got Amras from the Games Men. And he's here. He's wearing his Extra Life t-shirt. He's looking as cute as ever. Whoa, Gary. Hi. How's it going, mate?
I am doing fine. So I don't know. It's been a busy week, but yeah, it's been fun. I'm Courtney's doing better, so I'm happy.
Well, that's the main thing. That's brilliant. Courtney's looking great. She's looking good. I'll see all the Facebook posts. It's fantastic. Yeah. Guys. Let's have a wee chat. And Gary, you've said straight away you've had a hectic week. Why has it been hectic?
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
Well, I mean, for the past couple months, I've been working like crazy overtime. Because this project we were working on was supposed to be done like a month or two ago, and it hasn't ended. And so I just have to work overtime all the time, which means I don't have any time at home to do much of anything. I get like 2 hours before I have to go to bed and get up in the morning. And I've been screwing that up this week. But yeah, I've been staying up till like midnight, which has been horrible. Today, cutting grass. I didn't get stung by any wasps. My face is still pretty.
I killed three wasps in our bedroom alone today. Do you know what? If there was one thing, creature, and I say this every year, that we could get rid of, that would be it. What is their purpose in life?
To annoy the shit out of them.
Do they pollinate other flowers? No, flowers. Do they do anything like that? They're bloody awful things. They're horrible. Just
they're
that
mean.
Noise. Yeah, so you're out, and you have a ride on, don't you? You like to sit on it, do you, you know, and ride
yeah, I
on
got,
the garden.
Yeah, I got like over an acre to take care of, so it would take me way too long to just use a lawnmower or weed eater. So I got to use all three in different parts because I got like a nice slanted hill to cut, so I have to use the weed eater for a lot of it.
What is a weed eater?
I presume it eats weeds.
It's like a monster? I don't know. See, the weed eater has... Oh, there he is.
We lost him then.
Sorry, we lost you there, Gary. What was the weed eater again, please?
I weed eat a good chunk of the yard just because of it, but...
Is that like a strimmer? Is that like a thing with a blade that spins at the end of it that you hold,
It uses line, and, you know, it's a handheld, and you just kind of take it, you know, you swing it around and cut stuff. I'm trying to think. I'll find a picture to show it to you.
All right, okay, I can get the idea. All right, Gary, let me ask you. You guys show pictures now and again of the place where you use party in the house, and you have this bar, and you seemingly are famous for cocktails. And does that still go on there? Is that a big thing that you do? Is the bar finished now?
I make Courtney different drinks all the time. She's my scapegoat for alcoholic beverages. lately, I've been making Moscow Mules and stuff. I actually got the nice copper mugs for making them. So that's been fun. I make a whole bunch of different just kind of drinks that for her to try. Because we're watching The Walking Dead, she found Game of Thrones. I've been making Game of Thrones drinks, so I've been making her one called the White Walker, which takes rum chata, blue curacao, something else. I can't remember what it is. But those are two kind of liquor-y things that go into it. Yeah, she just kind of brings this up and she shows me something. And, like, we got a TV behind. We'll actually watch videos on making drinks and we'll do that. So I'm always making stuff.
When I was away, I'm not a big cocktail drinker. It's a real sissy drink. We're like beer and wine if you have to, you know.
I do beer, rum, and cokes normally.
But when I was away, Greg introduced me to these things called Kahula Coladas. It's like a pina colada, but you replace the pina, whatever the hell that is, with Kahula. And I remember there was one afternoon around the pool, one of the days that I didn't do much, that I had one and then another one and another one and another one. And geez, this stuff is like just honey. It's just gorgeous. So thank you, Greg, for that.
Have you ever had a Long Island?
Long Island iced tea.
Yeah.
I have tried, but Greg seems to be, and Cindy seem to be experts. I mean, they're all constantly doing the margaritas and bits
and pieces. Yeah, they're margarita people. They live in Margaritaville. Yeah.
Margaritaville. Anyway, good to have you on the show. We'll chat a wee bit more in a sec. Kyle, you've been up to lots of stuff there as well. I mean, there's lots of new stuff that's been happening with you, with Alexander as well. He's getting big.
He is getting big, yeah. He's just about 5 and a half now, so
holy,
I thought it was
about
time that he went to his first football match. So I took him to a sort of friendly game today in memory of Graham Taylor, who was Watford's best ever manager. And it was against Real Sociedad. And he made the 90 minutes. He enjoyed it. We had some tears at the beginning when he dropped his grapes all over the floor. But other than that, it was good. It was a 0-0 draw. However, there was a disallowed goal up our end, and I'm not sure whether his football knowledge is good enough, whether you realise it was disallowed. So at least he saw a goal. So,
oh God, user robbed probably. That's what it was. Yeah. And you're still bowling then, I see.
Yeah, the league's just finished. Just finished last week. I was practicing last night, trying to get a bit better. But yeah, bowling in the league's good fun. It's a hobby that I didn't realise I would enjoy quite as much as I am.
Yeah. How did your team place in the league then? Did you do well?
We finished bottom.
So there's room for improvement next time then.
Yeah. The reason I got into the team is they're that desperate for players that they just took me aboard without me even bowling a ball. So they're just grateful. Actually, our last game, unfortunately, we only had three, which was frustrating, but it's good. It's completely different. I actually had a ball to win the match, or one of the legs, for the first time. I'll throw in last, and I needed to get at least four pins with my last ball to win a point, which was quite good. So, yeah, it's all fun.
Yeah, Greg's into his bowling. He likes his ball. See, that's it. He just likes balls. There's a common recurrent theme with Greg Gillespie about things and balls. I don't know what it is. I'm not insinuating anything whatsoever. Mark, did you get up into anything weird or wonderful this week?
No, I've had a really boring week again. Just work, come home, flake out, maybe a little bit of gaming on a night, but yeah, not a lot. Not a lot at all.
Your son's stealing your computer for PUBG.
Yeah. I have got a couple of weeks off from... I've got next week to work and I've got a couple of weeks off, so I'm looking forward to that. So that's been counting down. My nephews came up today from Derby, and they're here for 3 weeks. They stay at my mum's house, but my mum just lives around the corner. So every time they come up, we always have a lot of fun. They'll come over quite a few nights. We'll play a load of games and stuff. They'll school me now. I used to school them on how to play games, but now it's the other way around.
So, yeah, that happens.
So, and then hopefully, depending on the weather, we're going to jump in the car and bugger off on some day trips with them. So,
weather's crap.
It is at the moment, really. Yeah. It's been
really nice right here.
Oh, shut up.
Nice and cool today.
Well, yeah, cool indeed. Yeah, tell us what your cool is. Go on, tell me.
Let's see. It's actually been around 67 to 70 today. So it's been in the 80s and 90s last week, so it was terrible the beginning of the week, but it's starting to feel nice finally. So
it's hot in that part of the world, nice, and it's hot in Europe, and it's bloody awful in the middle. So what do you get? I had a really weird week. I mean, I knew I was going to have a odd week when I came back from holidays, and then straight into it. I knew it was coming thick, but it's just this week has been nutty. But in the midst of all, and you've actually reminded me, Kat, my new car was supposed to be sitting waiting for me when I arrived, and our people fluffed up, and it's going to be a couple of weeks away. Anyway, as is always the case, when you're getting a new car, your old car always knows, and it decided just to stop on me on Thursday.
Great.
I was just in the middle of a really, really busy time, Audi A4, never given any trouble, just, stopped. The little preheat light came on, wouldn't come off. You could probably fix it in no time, Mark.
I'm going to say, it's a shame you don't know any mechanics.
It's a glow. Any glow plugs? Anyway, customer of mine owns old pilot petrol, big petrol stations. It's a recovery service. We've got a man. I got him to recover. I was in a part of Belfast, actually, that has lots of car places. So I walked to a hire car place and hired the only car that they had available immediately, which happened to be a Vauxhall Adam, Kyle. And yeah, it's about the size of I don't know what, the inside of a milk carton. It's tiny. I've been driving it for 2 days. My new car's arriving on Tuesday now. But this thing's like a little pocket rocket. It's class. And you should see the tech inside it.
Yeah, they've got quite good stuff, equipment on there.
Yeah, you can, the big screen in it, you can fire photographs straight onto the screen and all manner of thing. It's cool. But bugger. Yes. So, look, this week something really weird has happened to me and I can't really explain it. I really don't understand where this all came from.
He hit menopause.
But I watched my first full American football game and really enjoyed it. And it's really strange what's happened. We'll get to it. It's about games we're playing. So let's go straight into that.
We haven't heard about Gary's movies.
Gary, your movies.
I want to know how good these are because I want to see these.
Yeah. What movies?
Okay, so last week I went and saw Spider-Man Homecoming, and, well, I guess you just mentioned this. So I went into in-depth on the podcast that we did that decided not to have Dan's audio, so that's all gone. But, yeah, we talked about it last week, and he was asking me which one's better, Wonder Woman or Spider-Man, and it definitely depends on, like, what your mood is and, like, how... It's, like, the theme because he's in high school and stuff. They totally do the, you know, he is a kid because, you know, the other Spider-Man movies, they didn't feel as much schooly, even this reboot after the original three.
Yeah, it was more college type on it, university type.
Yeah. But this one totally, like, feels like, you know, it is high school, all this stuff, and, like, it takes a better way of him, like, leaving after school or whatever, and he's, like, throwing all his clothes off and, like, put them in a bag, and then he just, you know, he sticks the thing to a trash can, and then, like, it goes missing at the end of the day. He's like, I need a new backpack. Can't make.
That's right, yeah, yeah. He takes his clothes off and he webs it to the wall, like, hiding it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I've seen that, and I really enjoyed it.
He's very bad at that.
I really enjoyed it. He is clumsy. They do, you know, he's already sort of brought in a friend into his inner circle sort of thing, is kind of cool. Yeah. And yeah, he's a cool character. And I love his mom. Is it your woman, Torme?
Lissy?
Yeah, no, in real life, Torme or whatever. Yeah, but she's brilliant. She's been in a whole pile of stuff over the years.
And I like how they make her look older, because, yeah, she's like hot. They put her in, you know, like an older woman's clothes and glass and all that, and she looks like a lot different than whenever you see her at in Avengers Civil War.
Yeah,
but they brought her in.
She's definitely not old Aunt May, but, you know, definitely not. Yeah, but yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. It was it's a lot lighter.
It was definitely like had a lot of funny stuff, and I love, like, because the whole thing happens where, you know, like, Tony takes his suit away and all that, like, thing that was in the trailer. And then, you know, at the end, whatever he does, like, the good thing, saves the day, whatever, he's like, oh, you know, it's like me taking your suit away was just what you needed. Like, taking the piss out of the, you know, the whole superhero, like, you know, they always fall before the end where they, you know, pick themselves back up and realize everything. Love that. Did you wait till the after credits scene?
I did indeed.
Oh, my God. So, I'm not going to say anything, but
no,
my wife had the piss so bad by the end. I was like, no, everyone says you have to see this. You have to wait and see the after credit scene. So it's like, she's in there. She's like, fuck. Oh, and, you know, she got pissed so bad. And then it happens. And I fucking lost it because of what the whole theme of that was. And she fucking hated me the entire rest of the day.
Can't say a thing. No, anyway, it's a good show. Go and see it. And the other one then is forgive me for being thick. Dark Tower. What is?
Yeah, I don't know Dark Tower. That is a Stephen King book that they made into a movie. It's about the gunslingers and kind of the end of the world kind of thing. I don't know really the premise too much about it. Like, I kind of use the wife as, because she's read like all of his books and stuff. And it's really interesting. I'm trying to compare it to another movie. There's definitely similar things to it. But it's this kid that kind of, he has dreams about this other world kind of thing. And he figures out that it's actually real a little later on and stuff. And then he meets the gunslinger, who's Idris Elba. And it's like this whole thing about, I don't want to say much. I mean, it's definitely just kind of going through, and then it picks up about two-thirds of the way in. Like, that's whenever shit starts to happen. Like, there's a couple different fighting sequences, all this stuff, and the very end one, he just like goes batshit crazy. It's not John Wick, because like he's all up close and personal. He's, you know, like doing all these crazy things, but it's just the shots. It kind of reminds me. Did anybody watch Equilibrium?
Yeah,
with Christian Bale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like that, but not as like kung fu-y. You know how like, you know, it's like they had the trajectory and all that for putting their bullets, and he just pulls it up. It's the whole thing about like, he, you know, he pulls up his gun and he shoots, and then like hit the fast reload thing, because like he gets all these things to reload the gun. Like, he just like opens up his coat, like puts the bullets in, and like right back to it. It's really, really good. I fucking love the choreographs for, you know, all that shit that he did. And it's a really good film. It is definitely slower in the beginning, getting up to it, and like the family issues and stuff that come up with this kind of stuff. And it's an interesting movie. I mean, it's Stephen King. The wife said that there were a couple things that were in the book that weren't in here, but it wasn't too major. So, like, you know, it's still good. It was definitely a good film to watch. It was only an hour and a half-ish.
I think one of my favorite films from Stephen King is probably back in the 80s, and I haven't seen it in years. I must get a copy of it and watch it again, was Christine, about the car.
They did a remake, didn't they? But the remake was a bit.
Did they? Oh no, the original one. It sort of made your skin creep. The old guy in the junkyard. Anyway. Okay, good films. Good stuff. Nothing fell off anybody. All right, here, let's go and get straight into games that we've been playing, please.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
Excellent. Like it gets better every week. Yeah. Hey, that's cool. You could always name all the films there, a little bit of war games.
Yep.
Anyway, come on.
Carry on. No, you started.
Play it again. Do it. Play it again.
Play again. All right.
Yeah, play it again.
Shall we play a game?
Okay, I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
Anyone else? Kyle?
It was Jigsaw from the Saw films for the first one.
Yeah. The last one was Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber. You recognize the voice. Okay, so look, to carry on from where I started, there was a bit of teasing going on a few months ago between Gary DeFelice and all the guys and Greg about American football and a bit Fraser there as well. And I was kind of teased to wear a Broncos t-shirt when I met Greg, which I did. And I really like my Broncos t-shirt, but I realized I had sort of inherited a team from the DeFelice. And I kind of thought, well, look, I'm a Formula One guy. I'm not a football, not a soccer fella. So let's see if we can learn a bit about American football, because I hadn't a clue. All this first down, second down, fourth down, all that stuff just flew over my head. Could never understand it. Have tried to watch it. So I sat down with some really good guys that explained, American football for dummies. And they explained that, and all of a sudden, I understand what those downs mean. Mark, they get four goes to make some movement forward.
I thought it was six. Or is that rugby? I don't know.
They have downs to make 10 yards.
Yeah, four downs to make 10 yards. The first down and the two and all that malarkey. But I kind of understand that now.
All right.
So on the show last week, I had asked for suggestions of what team should I go and cheer on this year. And I had lots of people coming back to me and making lots of different suggestions. Unfortunately, the majority of those were kind of colored from what part of America they were from. So we had people saying the Steelers, and we had the Cowgirls and all that there. But I went and I kind of studied the forum this year and looked back at last year and done a wee bit of research, and I've sort of ended up happily with the Arizona Cardinals. And for right or for wrong, they have probably had a good chance of doing something really special last year and kind of fluffed it up. So I'm sticking with the Arizona Cardinals this year. Yo, go Cardinals. And what I also did this year for the first time ever, I fired up Madden, which actually was so weird to some people. They actually sent me a message, Kyle, you were one of them, that said, Madden? And I have to admit, when I fired up Madden, I went into the training mode, and I need a training mode for the training mode. Because there's a lot of assumptions in that game that you understand the lingo, even in the basic training mode. So
it's kind of like you, whenever you grow up in America, like I just know football. Mm. I never really got into watching it. Like my family would watch it during like Christmas Eve. They always had like the game, and we used to sit down and like everyone would watch the football game, and like you kind of just picked it up over the years and understand that way, like just how you understand football. But yeah, somebody that's never really seen it, kind of like, yeah,
no one
just
whatsoever.
Really,
no, I remember years ago my brother, who's a lot older than me, was back from university, and he came back with some American buddies, and it must have been around Christmas time because the Super Bowl was on, or just after Christmas, which is, I think that's usually the time, and they had it on. And yeah, it looked interesting. But anyway, funny enough, the Arizona Cardinals played the first game of the season, or the preseason this year. It was called the Hall of Fame game, and they played the Dallas Cowboys. And it was like all their new starts and everything playing. Now, they lost. They lost by 2 points. But I watched that game and went, wow, there's actually quite a lot of skill and thought. And there
it's very
is
tactical.
Something...
Yeah, I've heard it's very tactical, yeah.
Yeah, so I find it very, very interesting. So sorry to go on about football, but I'm enjoying this, and I'm going to keep with it for a while. We'll see how we go.
It'd be funny if you played Greg and you beat him.
Yeah, well, I think I'm a long way from that. But, I mean, the easiest thing for me to do would have been to pick the Patriots again, or pick some of the big, big teams, even like the Steelers, that are almost a shoe-in for doing really well this year. But I wanted to pick a team that was interesting, that was maybe there's a chance to come back from behind or some whatever. So, and hopefully
the Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland, yeah, that was suggested to me as well. Yes,
as a joke.
And hopefully it'll open up a good opportunities for some slagging and some stick and stuff like that there. So so that's what I've been doing. So I played Madden for a couple of hours, but literally I played Madden the first tutorial, and there's six things you have to get right, and I can't do them all. But I'm going to keep at it, and it's fun. So, Madden. The only other thing that I touched this week was Mass Effect Andromeda, and the only thing I'm doing in Mass Effect Andromeda is there's one achievement that I want to get in it, which is to do with getting your strike force up to level 20.
Yeah, I've done that thing.
And I've been doing the little app and getting it, and I thought it was almost there, and I'd read that you shouldn't go to level 20 on the app, because it doesn't always trigger the achievement.
I never used the app. Every time I went back to the ship, I can't remember what it's called, like Tempest, is it?
Yep.
Every time you went back to the ship, I would go to that table thing and do the next Apex missions. Yeah, and then every time I were on the ship, I'd always check that and do that. And it soon ranks up after a while.
Yeah, so I'm almost there, I think. Yeah, I didn't do that as often as I should have, so I just want to go in and get that. That was the other thing that I did, is I actually watched all of the possible romance things on YouTube.
Right.
Yeah. All the various things.
Did you have a bit of zero gravity fun with PB in the airlock?
I ended up with PB at the end of it all. I mean, I did that zero gravity, but at the end of it all, she was my bud. Yeah, so that was it. I didn't really get an opportunity to... Well, I did that skinny mechanic guy, the dark guy down in the back of the ship.
Oh, you were a female, weren't you?
Yeah, I did him once.
Yeah.
But that was about it. But I was surprised that there are quite a few variants. So that was me. Madden. I'll play some more Madden. So any help that you can give me for Madden, please laugh at me, because, my vocabulary is just not at it yet. Okay, some of our visiting guests. Kyle, what have you been doing? I've seen you've been playing something that we all want to do.
Which one's that? I don't know which one that is.
Lego.
Oh, right.
Always love a bit of Lego.
Yeah, okay, so the games were gold. Was it last month? Lego Pirates of the Caribbean, backwards compatibility thing. I just thought I'd have a go at that. Lego games are always quite easy to play. And I finished that a couple of days ago. It basically is the first four films. There is another one coming at some point, I think. I don't know. I'm not that up on the Pirates of the Caribbean, but you don't really need to know everything to play the game. They're quite short episodes, maybe about an hour and a half each or so. But I just plodded through. Usual Lego thing, a little bit difficult at times, but when in doubt, just smash things up and eventually you'll be able to build something to get you through to the next bit. So good game. Yeah. It hasn't really aged, because it's that Lego it's Lego, so it doesn't notice that it's a 5-year-old game or whatever it is. So
yeah, I know, it's good fun. All the Lego games are always good fun, and that there as well with our main protagonist staggering about half cut on rum is good fun. Does your wee man join in with you, or is it just you?
No, just me. He doesn't mind watching, but he doesn't really. He's still just a bit too young. Mm. Although you'll be impressed, he's playing Formula One 2015.
Wow!
Ooh.
He's got all the assists on, but he can actually finish first. But cool. Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah,
but yeah, slight side track there.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said last week, this is one of my favourite Lego games, this one, Pirates of the Caribbean. It's got so much humour in it from the movies. So, yeah, brilliant film. That
it's game. Lovely. Oh, yeah, I think it was the best of the games of gold last month. And yeah, I have it parked. I haven't played it, so I'm going to do it. So there's two games with gold games. So what was the other one?
Well, yeah, they're the current ones. So I had a go of Slime Rancher and Bayonetta. So, yeah.
What's the opinion?
Well, Slime Rancher's shit.
Is it? Okay.
It apparently is a first-person life simulator game where you've got to collect and raise slimes, which give you plorks, which can be sold for new things and upgrades. And, yeah, it's just a bit shit, really.
It looks a bit weird.
There are people that like it a lot, though.
I'm not in that camp, I'm afraid. I can't be bothered with things like that. I sort of get the point that, and it was a little bit of fun collecting them and putting them in a pen, and then all of a sudden they started eating each other or eating other things that I was trying to look after, and I was just like, okay, it's too involved for me.
Yeah, it looks like one of those games, like, for me, is like, what's the point? Because it doesn't look like there's anything that strong in it. But it looks, yeah, well, it's maybe fun, but it's not for me. Bayonetta, I'm more interested to hear what you thought about that.
Absolutely mental. Yeah.
God, this is Stu's favourite game. Every time someone mentions it, he goes nuts about it, doesn't he?
He likes that hair suit.
Yeah. I've got this on disc for 360 and I've never played it yet.
Yeah.
Which I don't need the disc anymore now because now it's free.
But yeah, exactly.
I played about a third of it and sort of stalled a little bit because it is mad, but I was just button mashing. I was like XXXY. You know, I enjoyed the hair scenes. I enjoyed her. I think she's a great character. I think she's a good character. Is it something that you'll continue with?
I probably will a bit. But what I did find weird is the game just starts and it's complete hack and slash from the very start. It doesn't tell you what to do. It just drops you straight in. Little bit of cutscene, then away you go. And then after that, it sort of says, oh yeah, you've got to press these buttons to do this, that and the other. It's like, well, I could have done with that before you threw me in.
Yeah, I think she needs to mention that as well, yeah.
That is a very weird way of dealing with it. I probably will go back.
Yeah, it looks very Devil May Cry-ish.
I've played it.
But, similar, yeah. And does it still look all right?
Yeah, not too bad. This one, it does show a little bit of age, but it's still playable.
Yeah,
it's good on PC.
Yeah, the footage I'm showing is now is PC. This is 4K footage, I think, or 1080p. So,
yeah, because I just picked it up whenever it came out on PC, and I played through like the first couple levels. It's pretty good.
Yeah. The second game, there was a demo on the Wii U, and it starts batshit crazy as well. You're stuck with it. Is this one, does the first one start on top of the jets, or is that two? You know, start on top of two jets flying over a city?
Yeah, Bayonetta, you start, like, you're going down a clock tower or something like that. You're just falling through the air going on chunks of it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I can understand people loving it. I can understand people just, you know, you don't need fan art for that because it's already there. yeah, okay. Gary... yourself then. Hold on, Kyle. Switch. Did you get a Switch?
Yeah, I got a Switch, but it hasn't been getting a lot of love. So,
nor mine.
No, but I've been taking it to work with me, which I suppose is the point of it. And I've been playing a little bit of Mario Kart with a couple of the guys at work at lunchtime, and also a bit of Minecraft. So, I have bought Splatoon 2, but I haven't actually sat down and spent any time with it yet. So. Yeah, but yeah, I just thought I'd mention the Switch because it just gets left behind. Like, it doesn't get used. Any time that I get in the home, it's always, it was Horizon, which I did finish and forgot to send the victory achieved, but never mind. but then I bet straight back onto the Xbox, so I just thought I'd throw it in there because I am using it for its purpose. I'm taking it out and about, and because the case can hold about a million of them little cartridges, I'm never short on a game to play.
Yeah, I brought mine to the States with me with the intention to, you know, getting stuck into Zelda again and do a few bits and pieces. I think we played a bit of Mario Kart on the plane, and that was about it. maybe it's just because I was too busy, but I just don't have a fantastic relationship with handhelds as far as time. And it is when I'm in the house, I don't, you know, I had intended, oh, Judith can watch something on TV, but I'll play this. But it doesn't work that way with me. I don't know. Maybe I'm sure I will get my joy out of it somewhere down the line. I'm not for selling it. I like it, but I don't know how I don't think it'll ever be something I'll spend a long, long time on. I don't know. Zelda didn't get me. Is Minecraft there too? That sounds cool, actually, a little Minecraft.
Interesting point that you say about the Xbox, and like I mentioned previously. Like Splatoon 2, for the first time I played that game, I just sort of did the tutorial. I put the cartridge in and I was sat on the sofa with it in my hands. And I thought I'd actually like to see how this plays on the big screen rather than trying to learn it on the small one. And I ended up turning it off and playing something else and never going back to it. But I will do. I do need to get into that. Apparently it's really good, but hopefully Gary will talk about that shortly.
Yeah. Make sure to turn off the tilt controls or the motion controls.
Yeah.
That is just shit.
I almost bought it. I in San Francisco, I went into a GameStop. I was really, really disappointed. It was in the center of San Francisco. I expected it to be the best and the shiniest and most wonderful GameStop I'd ever been in. And it was smelly and dank and crap. And I picked it off the shelf with my son. I thought, oh, I'll get this. And the guy, it was like there was a basement level that was down in the basement. And there was an upstairs stuff. And he says, oh, yeah, you have to pay for that upstairs. So I take it upstairs. Oh, this is not out for 2 weeks. So, yeah, that was as close as I got to support.
Probably a good job, Robin, because a lot of these Nintendo Switch games I've heard are region locked. So it might not work on your UK system.
Oh, no. Switch isn't region locked.
I'm sure I heard someone. Was it Fraser? Or it might have been a 3DS, actually. Fraser mentioned his son got a game and that was region locked. He couldn't play it.
Yeah, it's 3DS, probably.
Right, okay, yeah.
Because I have a UK game. It's a Sherlock Holmes game, and I was like, oh, I know it says region lock work, and then it didn't work.
Okay, but Gary, you have been playing Splatoon 2 as well, then?
Yes, I have.
So is it fun?
Oh my god, it's amazing. But first off, so the guy that's living with me, Rogue, who's always on our Discord channel and everything, he said to tell Duke hi. Hi, Duke. You're not on this podcast. I was like, he's not on this podcast. That's tomorrow's podcast. But I'm not on that either. So, hi, Duke. Splatoon 2. I'm going to go over another game while I do this. So I've been playing Rocket League, and Rocket League is just super irritating whenever you're not doing good, when you're just not on that day. And it's different whenever it's Splatoon 2, because basically if you just play that's another thing. I haven't done the Splatfest yet today. Go catch up.
Splatfest.
That's whenever you pick. Right now it's mayo and ketchup, and it's you choose which one you like better, and then that's a team you join, so you're playing on Team Ketchup, and you're playing against people on Team Mayo. And then at the end of the, basically it's the end of the day, it goes from midnight to midnight, or, you know, whatever time zone for that is, and then, you know, the team that wins the most, you know, that food item or whatever that they have for that week is which one that wins. So that's always fun. People love that stuff.
Look, Gary, I love you. You're so random and wired. It's a class.
What game am I showing now? Rocket League. We're going back to Rocket League.
No, we're on Splatoon.
Splatoon.
But I wanted to mention Rocket League because I'm not going to mention it again, because that's just, you know, that's been happening forever. I've just been playing that. But Splatoon 2, the reason that I used it is because that frustrates me. Splatoon 2, it's literally just, if you go into the one, I can't remember what it's called right now, but the one where you just cover the ground in ink. That's all you do. You know, you're just going in. It's a lot of fun, just covering the ground in ink, killing the other players, and then whenever they explode, you cover the ground with your colored ink. Whenever they explode, it covers an area, so you get to fill up more area that way. And then the different weapons and all that, there's so many different just ways to take on a match, just whatever you're using. Like, they have buckets of paint that you throw, they have the rollers, which cover a great amount of area, they got the my favorite so far, like playing the single player and everything, is the dualies. Like, it's just two, like, basically SMG ink guns. and it covers a lot of area really fast, and like you can take people out with really
quick. Gary, you're playing with other people online. Is there any other way to communicate with these people online? Because, you know, how do you, you know, is multiplayer, but is it completely child friendly?
uses the Switch mobile app thing that's really dumb.
Oh, that very user friendly, easy to use thing. Not.
Yes, where you got to use a lovely dongle to, you know, plug your Switch and phone into. And then if you get...
Can you explain that? How does that bit work? How do you do that?
So you get a dongle. I'm not getting it because I don't care, because I'm not going to use I'm going to use Discord or Skype or whatever. I'm not going to use that to communicate with people because of the people that are... And you have to have four people in the chat to actually use it, I think some people said, which is really dumb. And then if you...
Rewind. Okay, what's the dongle? What is this dongle? Because I thought you just used the app and your Switch. So
Well, you don't use the Switch at all for the phone app. You're literally using your phone to talk to people. And you'd like have a headset or whatever into it, so you don't have to hold your phone there or whatever. But the dongle is so you can get the game audio into the headset with the people that you're talking to audio coming in.
And is that a separate piece of hardware you have to buy then, is it?
The one that I've seen, I think they just did this because Splatoon was when it started, but it looks like a little squid. So
okay, right.
It's dumb. Don't use it. There you go. Mark has it up on the screen. But yeah, so it's dumb. It's really, really dumb. But I don't care about that because right. I'm not going to talk to people that aren't friends anyway. So,
but the game's good.
Oh, the game's great. Just going in, like I got, you know, sometimes you get your ass kicked, you know, and how it goes is like the match ends. It's a 5-minute match, so you know you cover the ground, you kill people, you know, that are trying to come in on you, or you're coming in on them. They're just, you know, wiping you out, and then you can also like fly to other people that are on your team, so you don't have to like start back at base and then work your way out. You can actually go and like get like Battlefield. But instead of like spawning on them, you spawn at base and then you like shoot up and through the air, and then you land and then you can, you know, start wiping people out. It's really cool.
All right, so Kyle, you're gonna have to play Splatoon. Yeah. All right, so what is code name Steam?
This game came out years ago.
Missing it, yeah.
Yeah, it came out on the 3DS a while ago. It is the 3DS's or Nintendo's like what's it called? The four player strategy. Come on, I can't remember what it's called.
Use the Force.
But I guess I'll have to pull it up on my Steam. I can't remember what it's called right now. XCOM. There we go. It's Nintendo's XCOM. But it's really weird. They use like fictional characters. They have Lion, Tin Man. There's kind of a reason that they have all the Wizard of Oz people in it, because there's a part in the game that you actually go to Oz, and Oz is actually like in the real world. Of course, you know, Abe Lincoln's still alive. He didn't get assassinated. That was just a whole ploy for him to work on this whole Steam initiative and everything. And it's very steampunk. You know, use Steam to move, and it's same thing with XCOM, where you get to move around, and then, you know, you have so much. I don't even remember how XCOM works.
Turn-based combat.
It's all turn-based. But like, I can't remember if it's the same in XCOM, where you get so many squares you can move, and then you can shoot, or you have to, you know, you have to, like in this game, you kind of have to balance it out. It costs three things of steam to like shoot a gun or something like that, and you know, every block that you move, you're using up steam to go, so you have to like work out like, okay, I can move this far to try to shoot this, or maybe I should wait until next turn. And you can save steam because each turn you'll regenerate steam, but you don't regenerate all of it. But you can if you have like a different boiler on your back, because some are better. And it's just kind of, you know, it's a combination of weapons, boilers, and your strategy for what you're coming up against. I'm actually almost through the game. I only got two chapters left before I actually get into my next.
Why are you playing this? Why, if this is an old game, why is it on your radar?
I'm actually working through my 3DS backlog because basically I get, you know, half an hour at work on my lunch to play some games. So I'm working through the backlog. I've worked through tons of RPGs over the last year now. And
now, Gary, be honest here. The reason why the project and work is months behind is because you're not playing these for half an hour, that you're playing these for days at a time. And that's why you're doing like maybe 4 hours work a week and the rest of it is on these JRPGs on your 3DS. Be honest.
Exactly. It took me 4 to 6 months to complete one. It was terrible. Actually, I did start playing while I was at home for some of these games because I was taking way too long, and a half an hour just wasn't enough to get into an RPG. But with Codename Steam, I'm doing it as like I'm trying to get through a chapter a day. So like I start on, say, like I just did chapter 15. So like I start on it. And I actually completed that one while I was at work, but like I'll start one at work and then I don't get to finish it. So I finish it whenever I get home and then like I'm done with the game for the day and then I'll start playing, you know, other stuff. Yeah. Like, all right. You know, I keep playing Splatoon every night for an hour.
And you've been at Doom. I'm surprised you never finished Doom. I would have thought you were out there because Dan was a Doom man, wasn't he?
I don't know if Dan completed it.
All right.
Yeah, you know, I don't think he did. I mean, I don't even think he bought it. I think he was playing off my Steam games. But yeah, I finally beat Doom. That was last week. So, yeah, I got that one done. And, oh my god, so brutal, it's so awesome.
I love this.
The end of the game, the final boss is insane.
Yep. Yeah, took me a couple of goes.
Yeah, sorry, you know, spoilers. It's a big spider thing, isn't it? Like a big crabby. Was that what it was? Yeah.
I can't remember what it is or what its actual name is, but it was like in the original Doom, and I remember playing that. And looking at it now to what it looked like back then is insane.
It is super smooth, isn't it? Yeah, so slick.
It's funny, I took a wee inkling to actually pick up Doom and Backwards Compatible again this week and play the original one again.
Oh,
my God. I may still do that. Because that would be fun. I would like to go and do that again. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, Doom
but
was cool.
It's so fast-paced. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, you're moving around all the time. There's all these enemies. It's so hectic. But it's a fantastic game. I really, really enjoyed it. I'm glad that I finally got through it because, it was on my Yolg. So I finally got that one done. And, yeah, I'm so happy that I finally got it back into it. But I think something else came out, like, right after it did. So, like, I put it down, and everyone's saying it's great. I was like, I just need to find time to actually do it. But, yeah, I finally did it, and I loved it. It's great.
I don't know. There's two sets of people. There's the people that think it's absolutely fantastic and wonderful, and I think Mark and sounds like Gary and quite a few others are like that. I thought it was really, really great, but I didn't think it was the best thing since sliced bread. It just went on and on and on.
Very long. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think it was too long. I do on that part, but yeah, it just feels like they brought old Doom like to the new age, and it was
it was fab the way they did that, and it was a passion project because you could see how much love there was from before. Okay, so the game that has been talked about constantly for weeks and weeks and weeks, to some people are completely and utterly addicted to this game. There's a WhatsApp group just dedicated to this. It's just constantly
never stops going off.
No, it doesn't. Is it?
Player on. Unknowns Battlegrounds.
I'm just gonna say I've played some of it. I haven't gotten to get in with the whole WhatsApp group because I just do not. I don't have the time. And normally, by the time I'm ready to play it, like nobody's on Discord or anything, so I never get to play with them. But I do have a group of people that are on our Discord that absolutely love it, and I'll play with them. But I'll play with the guy that lives with me. He's been playing stuff, and we'll do some duel. But I don't get to play it at, like, very often at all. So, but I love the game. It's great. But I just don't have the time that other people do to dedicate to it. But, yeah, the whole... I just love that guy. Just fell off the roof.
Yeah, this is the famous Sean when he did his Human Centipede.
But yeah, like the WhatsApp group just never stops. And what's it called now? Something of Pan.
Game of Pans. Yeah.
Game of Pans.
Game of
Pans.
Yeah. I've seen that fantastic. There was a fantastic little anime.
Yeah, but
animation that went up today. I think Mike Chin put it up about it was this guy running along in his pants with a pan, and this guy with a rifle shooting at this guy running madly at him with a frying pan. He runs out of bullets. The guy with the frying pan just gets up beside him and then just whacks him on the head.
The noise that frying pan makes in game is ace.
And,
just
and to let people know, pants meaning underwear over here in America.
Oh, sorry.
Underwear.
Yeah, pants.
Dan loves it whenever I say pants. It's good.
I love the fun the community seems to be having with it. I'm not like my PC. I wouldn't even attempt it. No, it's not even that. I'm not that. I want it on console. Hurry up, get it out in the console quickly.
Going back to what Gary was saying with WhatsApp chat, it is a bit confusing because we're both in the Game of Thrones WhatsApp group as well. So when you see Game of Pans, sometimes you're thinking, is that Game of Thrones? Is that Game of... It's very confusing. I wish Fraser would put it back.
The first day it came up, I was like, oh, Game of... Oh, shit. They changed it again.
Yeah.
And we got to say PUBG for life.
PUBG.
I'm going to make
The final thing you have on your list there is Agatha Christie's The ABC Murders. That's on a 3DS as well, is it?
No, this is PC.
Is this the Dan terrible PC this. One?
Yeah, Dan
this
was
the one
on
that Dan's been complaining
it.
About. Yeah. And I said that I would play it because I don't think games are as terrible as other people do. So I started it, and I got through the first puzzle, and it's not so bad right now.
What?
It's not that bad.
Okay.
Yeah. So you calling Dan a liar?
Well, he says the voice acting gets worse as it goes on. So right now the voice acting isn't crazy bad, but apparently this guy, I can't remember what area of the UK, he said the inspector guy that you play as showing up on the stream is the guy in the gray with the mustache and all that. He sounds like he's French, but he's not French at all. I think it started with a B, whatever he said. That's where
I'm going to avoid this game at all. Thank you. I'm going to avoid this game at all costs, and I recommend everyone else avoid this game at all costs, unless you're into really, really bad accents. Mark, before we move on to you, there's a lot of people chatting in the chat right now. We've got Handsome Devil in there. We've got Baron Von Glore, Gunslinger, RCGC. Hello, Sarah. We've got Soul Brother. Teflon's in there. He fell asleep somewhere on Womble. Hey, Nick. So thanks for being in the live chat. You can join the live chat every week if you want to at twitch.tv/OC podcast. Mark.
Yes.
You've dabbled into something new, something cute. And something with your thrust.
Yes. So, Fable Fortune. That's a new release. I don't know if it's game preview or if it's a proper full release. Which is the Fable Universe's version of Hearthstone or Gwent. And I loaded it up. I tried... Because you get free trial. I tried it for about 30 seconds and then immediately deleted it. Because it was goddamn awful. I hated it. I got to learn Gwent. I hated Gwent at first in The Witcher, but I got to learn it, and it's not a bad game when all said and done. And Hearthstone, I don't really play
that. Awesome.
But yeah, my nephew plays it a lot. He's really good at it, and I can see the good in it. You know, I can tell it's a quality game, but I think this is just awful. I was trying to do the tutorial, and I could not understand anything at all. It was trying to tell me what to do, and I didn't have a clue what was going on. I just deleted it.
Mark, does it have anything to do with Fable?
It's got... Well, it's trying to keep the Fable characters alive, and it's got references to Albion and stuff.
All right, is this the one that was kickstarted?
It was showcased at E3 as well.
I thought this was a physical card game that they had released rather than an app thing. Okay.
No, it's a game on the old Xbox One. So.
All right, okay. Yeah. All right. Now,
A little bit more Elite. I've not played as much of it as I'd like to have been. Like I say, I had a bit of a busy week this week. So I went to the new community goal area, ready to do the new community goal, and I've not done anything yet, so I need to go back to that. So that's pretty much it for Elite. I finished a game this week.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah, I finished Unravel. I was about halfway through, and I finally finished that. And at first, I found the game a little bit frustrating and a little bit janky. I couldn't understand why Fraser kept calling it Janky Grandma. But
Yarny's so adorable.
Yeah, but it is, yeah. And as I got through the game, and you go through, like, the seasons as well, it got really good. I got right into it. I got the hang of the mechanics of it all and tying the yarn to certain points to create little springboards and stuff. And graphically, it's so cute. The real-life stuff with the trees and the backgrounds is super stunning. And like Gary's just been saying, but the little guy you control, Yarny, is so cute. I really enjoyed it. And it tries to tell a bit of a story as well about the family home and stuff and the people there with, like, apparition-type things. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, it's a cute, it's beautiful, it's a lovely little game. And yes, the controls are a bit jank. Some of the puzzles are damn near impossible to work out unless
I must admit, I did use a couple of guides now and again for a couple of them. Because some of them are, I just wanted to get through it all. If you've got EA Access, it is worth a play.
It's free,
With being an EA Access, I didn't have to buy it. So
something I just saw on the stream, the fact that... like he can run out of yarn and like he can only go so far and then like little knots show up and he's like trying to pull himself forward. I love that stuff where they put those little touches of character into it.
And he's walking along, his body gets thinner and thinner because the yarn's coming off him like a spool.
Skellington.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cute. I raved about it at the time. It was just one of those things you had to play and it was lovely. Yeah. In hindsight, there was some of the story bits got a bit, oh, God, it's environment crap again. Don't talk about that. You know, global warming, phooey. Be silly. Yeah. The world's flat. God, for goodness sake.
I put the story to the back of my mind and just played it for what it is, which is a puzzle platform, and I really enjoyed it. So.
Yeah, I do remember the bits that I do remember. I remember towards the end in the snow. I thought that was really, really well done.
Yeah, and the dark section, you have to use an acorn to roll it, and it gets bigger because it gathers all the snow up and that. It's quite neat ideas and stuff.
It's not a big game. It's worth playing. It's not long.
Yeah.
Okay, so Titanfall 2.
Yeah, so the last game I played, which was the play date for last Sunday.
We messed up there a bit. I was there early, and you were there late.
I was about 10 minutes late, because I was busy making me new overlays and crap, and I've forgotten. So I got online just as you went offline, and I was here. Sadly, I was Billy No Mates for the whole time. So I just...
that new mode is brilliant.
Yeah.
That new... multiplayer, what is it? It's like almost like a horde.
Frontier Defense, yeah. So I played this for a couple of hours on the Sunday for the play date, and then I came off, and then I went back on later on Sunday night, and I played this until 5 o'clock in the morning. I played the shit out of this. I got myself up to level 50 with my Titan, with my pilot. It's a really good way of leveling up.
Mm.
You get a load of XP. So yeah, I really like it. You get five waves. And as the waves progress, they get more difficult, you get more Titans. Some of them are quite badass Titans, but the mortar ones are the worst. If you don't take the mortar guys out, it will decimate your objective. Your objective is to protect a shielded generator, and the mortar guys just stay at the back. They don't come at you. They just stay at the back, and if you don't go seek them out and destroy them, it'll end your round quickly.
Yeah. And it's, you know, see if you do need to have a team of at least three. If you get down to two people, it gets really, really crazy difficult.
Yeah.
And you get people playing then dropping out because it's maybe not going as well. They just give up. But yeah, Titanfall 2 is now in the vault for EA Access, which is superb.
That's another good thing.
And this Frontier Defense DLC is free.
All the DLC for Titanfall 2 is free,
So EA Access, again, proven its worth. I think mine was just renewed there a week or two ago. I see the automatic renewal thing came in.
Yeah.
And that's where I grabbed my map from as well.
I just wanted to blow me on trumpet as well with this. One of the games I played on my Sunday night we played on a different map to this, but I was with three other random people, but we played really well as a team, and the objective didn't take any damage at all. We finished with 100% structure on it, so that was quite a good feeling, quite a good reward. I've got a shit ton of XP.
Very good, Mark. Yeah. Very good. Thank you. You're very, very good.
All right, that wraps about what we've been playing. Please let us know what you guys have been up to as well. Please tweet us at @OC_podcast and let us know if you've played something really, really cool that we should be at as well, old or new. All right, Mark, let's get into some news.
Here is the fucking news.
All right, so there's pretty much bugger all squared going on in the gaming industry right now. Summer lull. Yeah, summer holidays. So I kind of thought that the time is approaching very, very soon for us UK guys. Sorry, Gary.
I'm just going to sleep.
to talk about EGX or Eurogamer for 2017. It's coming up rapidly. It's on towards the end of September, 21st to the 24th of September in Birmingham, away from London. We're back to the NEC. Had a look today. Tickets are still available if you're thinking about going, but they are in limited supply. Some of the super passes for the whole weekend are still available. Some of the early door stuff, not so much. So,
All the early door stuff's completely sold out for all the days.
For me, I've been going to this now for probably, I don't know, 6 years, 7 years, and it's got bigger and bigger. Last year, yeah, it was a bit questionable about actually how good it was, but maybe we've just got used to it. But the whole thing about it is, you know, nothing much gets announced at EGX worldwide game-wise, but you do get a chance to play, well, they say 200 plus of the latest games that are out there. There's cosplay people to laugh at. There's tabletop games that you can look at and go, oh, right, okay, nerds. There's lots of merch stands. There's tournaments going on. There's big developer sessions you go to. There's a big, massive retro games thing. Chris Williams' wife makes gaming biscuits. And possibly even get to play a game of Conkers. Like Stu Fowler brings along Conkers and Strings, and we stand in the corner of the hall and play Conkers. It's cool. For us, it is one of those fantastic times where you actually get to meet and man-hug and bear-hug and all-time share a room together. Hi, Kyle. You're still alive.
I actually prefer the meeting of the people rather than the games themselves. It's just being there and being in that moment. Last year was brilliant for me. Even though the actual EGX was a bit disappointing, I just loved it. I thought it was brilliant.
I end up playing very few games. You know, there's a few that I'll maybe want to go for.
I hate queuing
up. It's all about the social thing. So this year, Mark will be there on Friday.
Friday. Yeah. Sadly, I could only get because I'm a skinflint, and because I'm a Virgin Media customer, Virgin Media customers have a short window to get half price tickets. So I managed to get, but sold out of Saturday and Sunday, so I had to get Friday for me and my laddo. So we're going on the Friday. So
I'm there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Stu and Chinny from the Veteran Gamers will be there. Chris, Robin, Pilch, Reed, and Richard Natras will be there as well. From Boss Wave, Kyle from the Entertain Nerds. That, you know, the list goes on and on. There's so many people that we bump into. Dastardly Jabby, I'm quite sure, will be there.
Colin.
There's so many folk. All the Midlife Gamer crew are all there. So if you're going, please let us know it at @OC_podcast. Meet us, man hug, give us a shout out, you know, that you're going to it. One thing that we're going to do this year is on the Friday night, because Saturday night is the Midlife Gamer do. So Friday night, We usually get together for a bite to eat and a few drinks. But we'd like to open it up to anybody that's going to the show that is down on Friday evening. If you just want to come along and have a bite to eat, some pizza, some beer, some fun, some beer, some cheers, we're going to go to a restaurant, go to a Pizza Hut or somewhere decent that everybody can have something that they like, that they can have a beer and a bit of crack. Please let us know that you're coming. We'll let you know where we're going to, and we'll get somewhere booked if we need some more seats. And let Mark or myself know that you're coming down, and we'll start our own little thing going here. Now, it may turn out that it's just us numpties, the six or eight of us that turn up, but it would be lovely. Everybody, you're welcome. If you're there on Friday night, please don't be wondering what to do. Get in touch. We'll show you a good time. We promise we will not go to any weird places that you'll be doing karaoke by yourselves in an upstairs room that the veteran gamer's done, I think, one year. It got very, very weird. Come along. It's a fantastic event socially for us, and it's one of the highlights of my year.
And the highlight is watching Stu Fowler crawling on the floor with the Oculus or the Vive, whatever it was. That was so funny. I've just shown it on some stream of the weird now.
I mean, last year, I mean, some of the stories, you know, I remember the fantastic Pilch Reed story queuing up for Sonic the Hedgehog. And we queued for half an hour, three quarters of an hour, ripping the hell out of Sonic. And Pilch queued up. There was maybe four of these machines sitting that you could play on, or five of them. So it was his turn. So he goes, nah, don't want to play it. Walks straight past everybody. And it's just so it was, yeah.
He didn't play a single game the whole time he was there, but did he?
Is that right? Yeah. No. It's good crack. No, it's good. We sort of mill around in a big bunch and pick up bits and pieces and chat, and we know the odd person. I think we got snuck into what was that game, the sequel of it? You could fire rats at people to get them to eat the flesh. Dishonored 2. We got a wee sneaky into the back, missing the queue thing, like a wee VIP entrance stuff. So there's an odd wee thing that we can manage to pull off there. It's a great event. So even if you can come down for one day, or I'll be there on Saturday. I know the VG guys are there Saturday as well, and the Boss Cave guys are there. So please come down. The other big thing as part of EGX and the show is Saturday night, and the Saturday night will be the 7th, believe it or not, the 7th annual MidlifeGamer.net after party hooli, hashtag MLGX. Now this is the highlight of my year as far as gaming is concerned. I spoke to Adam Adamski today just to confirm that everything was going well and everything was getting ready for this here. They open the Midlife Gamer community open their doors and their hearts to us every year. We kind of get crashed this party. Darren and Matt and Adam and Neil and Simon and Matt Egg Daddy and John from Newry in Northern Ireland, they've all really welcomed us with open legs for many, many years. It's been brilliant. And we have been involved with a wee bit of sponsorship with the odd prize and bits and pieces, and we're really, really proud to be involved with these guys because it is a crazy event. It's on the 23rd, and we're back to the Irish Centre. It's about 5 minutes walk from New Street Station, and just really the stuff they get up to, it's like a cabaret. We have, I think it was Higher and Lower, there was a karaoke, there was lots of stupid stuff, and it goes on from about 7 o'clock until way, way on. Karaoke will be back. Last year, watching Mike Chin singing like a lady, was just awesome. It was just fabulous. If you flip and look at some of the drunken bit, the drunken sec that veteran gamers play of the EGX, they seem to play all the time.
Almost like drunken sex. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, well, that happens too. Yeah, that's me singing. And I didn't even think I was that drunk, but I happened to be recorded of it. So, So yeah, they're having their karaoke back again with DJ Dano. They're giving away their Midlife Gamer balls deep lanyards again this year. And as they said to me earlier on today, you really never know what you're going to expect, but expect the unexpected. I have never laughed so hard at some of the things they've done over the years. So the tickets for this here are £7.50. They will be on sale from the 1st of September, and this helps to pay for the DJ, but everything else goes to a charity called Games Aid. Yeah. Midlife Gamer don't profit in any way from this event, and it's all done for the community, and it's what it's done just to bring the gamers together, and it's just done for shits and giggles.
I was just going to say as well, is they on that night they do raise a lot of money for charities, because they have auctions and games and stuff. So yeah,
well, yeah, well, this is their seventh Games Aid, and there's been well over £10,000 sterling has been donated so far, which the guys talking to them is they're saying, you know, they're so incredibly humbled by, and that's no small amount of money, which is just donated by a pile of games enthusiasts that get together with a common interest, and which is drink. And but the charity they have is Games Aid. It's a UK-based video games charity, and it acts as like an umbrella to support smaller charities. And they help disadvantaged and disabled children and young people. And that's close to my heart too. So I just love supporting this. Some of the stuff that they do, the auctions, they have a guy who sells art, Tone Dog. He sells art. His art is displayed in LA. Famous people have his art. And he's done some fantastic stuff from generally gaming theme. There was Halo stuff last year, Red Dead. There was generally what's in the theme. And it's some of the stuff. God,
he did a nice Bioshock one last time, didn't he? That Bioshock one was awesome.
Was it like?
He did a Big Daddy. Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of pounds. Guts, almost £1,000 is stuff I was going for. I have tried to bid on stuff, but it just gets. It gets crazy. It just gets nutty. To the point where if I had came home with that, Judith would go, okay, that's for a near man cave. How much did you pay for that? What? Send it back. Anyway, all the crowd, all of us guys will be there. Now, I think the Boss Wave guys, some of them, there's a wee question mark. I don't know if they're there on the Saturday night or not, but I will definitely be there. Just try and keep me back from not going to this. Mark, I'm sure you're not going to be there. You're there Friday night.
I'll be
there
Friday, So I'll be there for the Pizza Hut night, but I won't sadly be there for the MLG one.
But Stu and Chinny and all the guys over there. So, look, if you are at this show in Birmingham and you're there on Saturday night, as well, so you've got Friday night covered, you've got Friday day at the games show, you've got Friday night covered with grub and drink and beer, you've got Saturday with gaming, you've got Saturday night sorted, and Sunday we all stand around and go, fuck, can we go home yet? So, yeah, go balls deep. We will be announcing when the tickets for Midlife Gamer goes on sale. They do go quickly. There is limited numbers for them. And it's a great weekend. So don't be shy. Don't worry that you have never met us. So, and don't worry. We won't bite. Well, Mark maybe will bite. but come along. Kyle, it is great, isn't it? You've been quite a few times now as well.
I have, yeah. Yeah, it's a good laugh. Seeing everyone on the Saturday night just get together and let their hair down is awesome fun.
Mm. What was it last year? We put up an Xbox Elite controller. I think Dastard Jabby.
Yeah, he won it and then put it back in.
Put it back in, he did.
He won
it,
and then it was auctioned off again for, I don't know, 150 quid or something like that. It was great. So it's great to be part of all that. So that's the big thing that's going on in our mind. My flights have been booked for long ago now. My hotel's sorted, and I can't do. And of course, we'll do a live recording on Saturday before the MLGX show of the podcast, and we'll try not to frig up the audio this year. So that's kind of cool. Anything else you want to add about EGX, Kyle or Mark?
I think you've pretty well covered that there.
Come along, get involved, don't be scared. I was the first time, but it's nothing to be scared about. A good bunch of people and just hang out all day, playing a few games, having chats. Really good. Just get involved.
And you must have been really, really scared that first time, because God bless you. You came along and shared a room with me that first time.
I did. I even like this year, I just don't organise hotels. So I'll do something really last minute again this year. But yeah, no. I mean, I'd listened to you long enough and I think we'd had a few games together. There was nothing to be too afraid about. Plus, it was only sore for a few days.
No. Where do you meet Mark? Okay, excellent. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a bit of podcast trivia.
It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad.
Trivia questions in from Jason Johnson. Thank you very much. Love it.
Okay, wonderful guests. If you can slide down the show notes there, you'll see your name there. You've got a Kyle, a Mark, and a Gary. The way this works is I ask the question, you'll hear a timer countdown, and after that you just randomly.
Yeah, randomly. Works for
you
Nicole.
You randomly take a guess. It works for Nicole. Yeah, follow Nicole's lead, and we will see how you go. Gary has sent this through. He is a sadistic son of a mushroom. And you can imagine where some of his questions have.
Yeah, I so, guess Gary, you're Jason and not me.
Yeah, I've been saying.
sorry, Jason. Jason.
Yeah, Jason.
Well, I'm diabolical too, but.
Yeah. You might have a better chance at these than the other two chaps. Okay, question number one. Released in 1993 for the Super NES, Super Mario All-Stars was a compilation of how many Mario games? Was it 4, 7, 3, or 5? I'll read the question again. Released in 1993, the Super NES Super Mario All-Stars was a compilation of how many Mario games? 4, 7, 3, or 5? Such an easy question.
3, 2, 1, 0. Give me your answers now, please.
Okay, let me see. We have got We've got three people saying it was a compilation of five games. And I'll have to tell you, you are so, so lucky tonight. Every single one of you have got it wrong. There was actually four.
Oh.
See, I had it. I did have it. I thought there was an issue because it's 1, 2, 3, the lost levels, and I thought there was another one.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, Jason could be making this up because, you know, we don't know what they are. So, you know. okay, next question. Which of the following fighting games... Sorry, maybe it's my lips or maybe it's Greg DeLacy's Pinot Grigio Toscano.
He may have put a little something extra in
there. Yeah, I was going to say, it depends where he's had the bottle before he gave you it.
Yeah. Thanks, Greg, by the way. The Pinot Grigio is wonderful. It survived the trip home, but it's not surviving my body at this moment in time. Oh, but it's working well. Okay, we'll try that again. Which of the following fighting games has not had a live-action movie based on it? So, which of these games has not had a movie? King of Fighters, Street Fighter, Dead or Alive, or Killer Instinct? So it's, which of these fighting games has not had a live action movie based on it? King of Fighters, A, B, Street Fighter, C, Dead or Alive, or D, Killer Instinct?
3, 2, 1, 0. Give me your answers now, please.
Okay, we've got a difference of opinion here. Kyle has said A, which is King of Fighters. And both Mark and Gary have said D, which is Killer Instinct. And the correct answer is, I'm very happy to tell you, Kyle, Killer Instinct. The two guys are correct. Yay! So, Gary, you got a point. Mark, you got a point. Very good. Thank you, Jason Johnson, you sick, sick, sick man. And Womble, you may be correct because I'm smelling this Pinot Grigio, and this might be Greg's Pinot Grigio. Yeah, there is a Greg P sort of smell coming from this. I'm not quite sure. Oh, Greg's P.
It tastes like margarita. That's what I imagine this piss probably tastes like.
Oh dear, oh no. Jason, thank you very much for sending podcast trivia through. All right, so we've got some new releases. Let's get these guys doing a wee bit of work. New releases. Kyle, can you take us through what's coming out over the next week, please?
Yeah, sure. So August 5th to August 11th, we have Ark Survival Evolved, PS4, Xbox One, PC, August 8th. Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice, PS4, PC, also August 8th.
That looks really cool as well, by the way.
It's all news to me. Actually, I don't think I recognise anything on this list.
It's a spiritual successor to Heavenly Sword on the PS3, which was a good game.
So, cool.
Sorry, go on, carry on.
Lawbreakers, PS4 and PC, August 8th again. Mega Man Legacy Collection 2, PS4, Xbox One, PC, also August 8th. And lastly, Sudden Strike 4, PC, Mac and Linux, August 11th.
Well, I think the biggest game in there is Lawbreakers. I think Lawbreakers is going to be massive. It really is.
I don't know. I think it's got. Yeah. It needs a bit of a niche player base because it is so quick.
Really, really fast. Like, yeah.
If you think Titanfall and Titanfall 2 are quick twitch shooters, this looks
might
like
be more of an Unreal.
Yeah.
Because it
makes Titanfall look slow. This
our
is so
from,
quick.
From, yeah. Our back from our friend from Gears,
the old Cliff
developer,
Blinsky.
Cliffy Blinsky. And I think the initial feedback from it is people are loving it. And he's really went anti Microsoft. I'm surprised. It'd be nice to have it on Xbox as well. PS4, PC, August 8th. Okay, well, that's what's coming. Tell us what you get on with those if you pick any of those up. Ark Survival Evolved at last. That's a full release.
Yeah, it's out on early access or game preview, but it's officially coming out next week. So it'll be available on PS4 and also Windows 10, which is Play Anywhere. So
I think it was supposed to come out in March.
Yeah,
like, that's when they were originally wanting to bring it out.
Yeah.
Mark, is it not available on PS4 at the moment?
No. No, they don't have a game preview program at the moment.
They just have a price up program. That's what it is. Yeah,
and that's why Microsoft is getting Battlegrounds first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Gary, talk to us about the monthly freebies, if you would, the stuff that's coming out this month. If you just rattle through those.
All right. Well, first off, Games with Gold on the Xbox One, you can get Slime Rancher, as Adam did. Which is available from the 1st to the 31st of this month. And then there's also Trials Fusion from the 16th to the 15th of September. And then on the 360, Bayonetta is available. And I'm guessing they said that all these are always backwards compatible, right?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right, so Bayonetta from the 1st to the 15th of this month, and Red Faction's Armageddon is available from the 16th to the 31st. And next up is the PS Plus games for this month. And those are Just Cause 3, Assassin's Creed Freedom Cry, That's You, no idea what that is, Super Motherload, which nobody apparently but me knows what this game is, Snakeball, Downwell, and Level 22. Oh, and I guess I should have said Just Cause 3, PS4, Assassin's Creed Freedom Cry, PS4, That's You, PS4, Super Motherload, PS3, Snakeball, PS3, Downwell, PS Vita, and Level 22, PS Vita. Didn't even think about that. But that's your freebies.
Okay, thank you. And just to remind everybody that Destiny 2 is coming out on the 6th of September.
Just for Wumble.
Ooh,
yeah, for Wumble. Wumble's put in the chat, why is it not 6th of September yet? So I've just put Patience,
August
28th
for PC beta. Yeah. Look forward to that one.
The specs, required minimum specs aren't that high, really, are they, for the PC version, I heard?
Yeah, that's what I've been seeing.
Yeah. So.
And hopefully it's optimized. That's always a hope for.
Yeah, you can only hope for it, but it won't be.
It's Bungie, I'm sure it will be.
I don't know. You'll see. All right, Mark, what are we doing?
Playdates. So we've got our weekly Sunday playdate, 7 p.m. UK time, which is 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. East, or 11 a.m. on the West Coast. Last week, we did the Titanfall. I did the Titanfall Frontier Defense. This week, tomorrow, So if you're listening live, you can get in time for this, but if you're going to listen to the recording, you might be a bit late. Halo 5 tomorrow with Nicole and possibly me, if I can make it. Next week on the 13th, people can look for someone to join in on. Next week we're going to do Forza Horizon 3, because I put in a few suggestions in the WhatsApp group. No one came back to me, so I thought, right, I'm picking it. Forza Horizon 3, because it's a fantastic game.
Yeah, maybe we'll do the Goliath. I think it's Goliath, which is
the full island. Takes about 20 minutes to get 10 million XP.
Oh, it's fantastic. I remember doing that. Goodness, who was it with? Oh, what do you call him? He used to race cars. He's on Twitter.
Race cars on Twitter.
I forget the guy. Sorry, I forget your name. But we did this race with some randoms, and it was one lap. And then I came back in and said, that was so fantastic. Let's do it again. And we joined into another lap, and it was 6 laps. And we did it. But it was brilliant. Really, really good. I love Forza Horizon 3 with a love-hate relationship from Extra Life last year for playing it 24 hours straight. Yeah.
So I've put a looking for group thing up in the podcast club on Xbox One for Halo tomorrow. So yeah, just please, if you see us online, I'll have a party up and just jump in. Don't ask for an invite. You don't have to ask for an invite. You don't have to ask to join. Just jump in and we'll have some fun with that. We've got a few custom games, what Nicole set up. She likes doing the SWAT guns in the dark, so they're quite fun. So as well as the play dates, we've got an ongoing Golf Club 2 challenge set up by Gary DeFelice. If you've got the Golf Club 2 on Xbox One, you can join the VG Hub Society, and in there you'll see the regular challenges we've got.
VG Hub Society.
We've had a couple of challenges this past week, and I'm going to struggle here because this is a bit small.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I can't read the names. So I'm making it bigger. Right, so the Game Punters Classic in third place was RT84 in second place with a plus 12. One Bull in second with a plus 4, with the Real Defoe also in joint first with plus 4. And then we had the Gamesman Challenge. Gary's naming all these after different podcasts.
Yeah, we have our own challenge.
In fifth place, RT84 with plus 28. Apparently, I've been reading on the WhatsApp group that this was a bastard of a course. There's one green on it where you've got a 3 foot putt, and if you hit it wrong, it's got such a steep slope on it, it ends up like 60 feet away. So, yeah, it wasn't getting a lot of good feedback. Taffman came fourth with plus 26. Real Defoe in third with plus 18. Womble with plus 11, and Rain God Zippo, who's a new one onto the challenges, is a regular to the podcast, but a new one on these challenges, he won it with a plus 4, so well done to Brian.
Very good, Brian. Yeah. Good lad.
So the next the next course is out tomorrow, so looking for society on the game, and just get joining in, and we'll read out who's played next week.
We already have loads of stuff going on. In fact, see if you see any of us on playing anything.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's Mark playing Elite or
Titanfall. Yeah, if I'm on the Xbox and you want to play some Titanfall, just give me a shout. I'll just drop everything for that game.
Jump in. Yeah, he'll drop it all. He'll drop his pants.
Yeah, well, I won't go that far. It was bad enough dropping it for you, Robin.
All right. Victory achieved. And the year of living dangerously, it's going stonkingly well. People have been bored with the summer and they've been completing lots of games this week. This is our ongoing quarterly competition. You finish a game, you take a selfie of yourself with something really rude on it.
Did you get any rude ones, Robin? Did you get any rude ones?
I didn't, unfortunately. Please send me some rude photographs with the credits in the background that you've finished the game to the end of the story, or where you're happy that you've finished the game. And you tweet that off to @OC_podcast, and you'll have your minute of fame on the OC Podcast Twitter feed. It'll be retweeted. And if you're part of this thing called the Year of Living Gamedjously, which is completing 30 games within 12 months, You'll add a hashtag YOLG on that as well as hashtag victory achieved for completing the game. We do a draw once every 3 months. Daddy Icken, he won the last quarters. I think he got his code this week. Thank you, Mark, for sorting that out.
Yep, no worries.
And the next draw will be drawn at the end of September to win $20 or 15 quid gift card for PSN, XBL, or Steam. All right, Dan, you happy
or,
now?
Or even Green Man Gaming for Dan.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
What about Switch?
Ah, fuck Nintendo. Oh.
Okay, can you get gift cards on that? Completed this. Yeah, you go to the smelly shop and trade in the whole thing. The games that were completed this week, we had Filthy. He completed Gears of War Judgment. I think he did that last Saturday evening, just a bit late for the show. Gunslinger X 1983. He completed Until Dawn and really loved it.
I have all the players.
Mr. Miyagi finished Halo 4 and wondered, should he play Halo 5? Yes, of course. You've played all four this year. Play 5. Daddy Icken, he played Alan Wake and all of the DLC and thoroughly enjoyed it. John Mouse, he played Watch Dogs 2 and loved it as well. Jay Brones finished one of my favourite Assassin's Creed games, Black Flag. Mark Annex finished Unravel. Dentalk TQ, he's changed his Twitter name, but that's the chap I'm talking about that I raced with.
All right.
Unfortunately. Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. And all of those people, they've completed those games off their 30 games off their list for year long gamersly. I intend tomorrow to update the blog bongo.ocpod.com.
I updated mine yesterday. First time in like 4 months.
Yeah, they do my articles so bad.
Just time has just been this year. Yeah. Been crazy. Okay, so people that weren't sort of non-log, just general into the draw. Colin Old Cars and his son Max, who in the photograph was dressed like Putin on a holiday. Yeah, he had his top off and was looking manly. They finished Mortal Kombat. I'm not even going to question because his son did not look it.
Yeah, no, it's a different game, but go on.
Yep. Andy Banging Wagon, he finished Fear 3 and he loved his time with Alma. Jay Neze finished Shadow of War. Shadow of War. He loved Duke for recommending that.
Is that not the Shadow of Mordor one what's coming out this year, which isn't out yet?
This is something that Duke recommends.
Sorry. I put my finger down on the sort of like pad thing I've got for the computer and he just played that sound effect.
Yeah, well, Duke has the power, definitely.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
And finally, Kyle Damski, he finished Lego Pirates of the Caribbean. Thank you very much. Keep your entries coming in. That's great to see all those entries coming back in again. It's good. So, for all of those wonderful people that finished the game...
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
I've got an extra special one just for you, Robin. What you told me to find?
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Oh, I love it. Love it. Okay, look, guys and girls and chatters. Thank you very much for listening. Please, we do this live. Now, with all this technology, it's there, and the chat is always good fun. We always get torn apart, or generally, I get torn apart in the chat, and I love it. So come along to the chat, be part of our conversation, and as we broadcast each week on twitch.tv/OC podcast. Or Mixer.com OC Podcast or YouTube.com Overseas Connection Podcast at 11 p.m. in the UK, 3 p.m. in the West Coast, and 6 p.m. in the East Coast. Please leave us a review. We may look at it sometime. I don't think we've checked iTunes reviews since the 19th of the 11th, 2016. That's a disgrace. Okay, we've got lots of clubs on the Xbox One. You can join on the OC Podcast community on the PS4, on the OC Podcast group on Steam, and something called Discord. The OC Podcast server and Discord, which is discord.ocpod.com. And if you want to get in contact, here's how to do it.
You like us, we like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us, podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Excellent. Do you know what?
That reminds me, where's the monthly Yog thing where we got Nicole's lovely voice for that? I don't remember what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what, Gary?
30.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
I've not got that on me.
Honestly, it has literally the last year of my life has been absolutely nutty. It's just been crazy. And that's an excuse. I have no excuse for not doing it because I should have recorded another dirty 30 minutes because I'm quite sure there are a few people that are very, very close to it. I'll update that all tomorrow. And I know Paul PG Tips has already hit his 30. So I need to update that all. I need to record another one. And literally, it's a time thing. I'm just doing it because...
Oh, I definitely understand. Oh, my God.
Just time. Guys, thank you very much for coming. I'm going to ask you now if you want to have a shout-out. But first of all, while you're thinking about that, Mark, is there anybody you want to shout right now?
I want to shout out Kyle and Gary for joining us tonight. We haven't had Kyle on before, as far as I recall, so it's great to have Kyle on for the first time. Gary's been on a few times. He's just a podcast whore now. So, so thank you very much, you guys. Yeah. So, and shout out to all those who will turn up tomorrow for Halo. Thank you.
Yay! The Halo people.
You can get me at Mechanics on Twitter, Mechanics on Xbox Live, PSN, and Steam. And my blog, which I've just updated, is mechanics.com. Thank you. Over to Kyle.
Yeah, just you guys. Thank you very much. It's been fun. I really enjoyed myself. And while I'm here, if anyone wants another podcast in their life, check out the Entertain Nerds.
Great
podcast. I'm on there as well. On Twitter, AdamsKD86. And the other guys that I podcast with are Entertain Nerds, so Nat, Katie, Carl, and Antonio. But I think that's it. Cheers, guys.
Okay, and Gary, what about yourself, sir?
Speaking of Antonio, Dan is, at least he's been at with him today, so he may be on the podcast tomorrow. Yay! Yeah. So that'll be interesting to have Antonio on. It was good to get to podcast with somebody new. I haven't done it in quite a while, so it's been good. Thanks for having me on. I am going to also shout out Gary DeFelice, Richard Webster, because apparently I can't remember all who's going to be on there, but we're going to do why do I keep saying Walking Dead? Game of Thrones mid-season just talk about what's going on.
Good old
You know what you can do? You can tell Cersei it was me.
Yeah. and for the first time ever, I need to talk to Gary about it, but my wife may actually be in this one. Because she's all into Game of Thrones, so people may actually hear my wife for the first time.
Cool.
that'll be interesting. That's about it.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you very much, guys, for coming on. I want to give you a quick shout-out to Dan. I was texting Dan today, Gary, and asking him, was he going to EGX? And he was saying that he can't go to EGX this year because he bought a new surfboard. I went, for frick's sake, man, get your priorities right. God, so he's now saving for next year. Kyle, Gary, thank you very much for coming onto the show today. It always adds a bit of flavor to having new folk in. Gary, you are unstoppable. Kyle, you are a gent. Thank you very much for being here. Greg, thank you very much for the Grego Pino Pinot Grigio. It is going down very, very, very well. Everybody in the chat, let's have a wee look. Yes, Handsome Devil, Amrath, Bang Barang, there's lots of people. RCGC there, Gunslinger, Wumble. Wumble's brilliant. He's class. God, I just love a Wumble. So, everybody, thank you very much for listening. I am at Bongo the Saiyan, bongo.ocpod.com. You'll get me and get everything there. We will be back next week with another show, and we'll update you with the very latest of... No, we won't. We'll update you with stuff about what we've been up to and completely irrelevant stuff to do with gaming, but it's us, and that's what this show is. It's lovely. It's nice. It's friends. So, see you next week. Thank you very much. May your game be with you.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
Fucking hell, this is fucking Nintendo, guys.
No. No, Nintendo, I swear. Hi, Robin.
Let's go, Matt. Yeah. She with me to clean chickens. Kyle, are you there? I see your grumpy looking face.
I hope so. Always look like that.
Hi, mate. How's it going?
Hello. Yeah, very good. How are you?
Absolutely fabulous.
So when you cleaned your chickens out, you didn't get attacked by another cock?
No. No. I actually let the chickens out for the first day today, and it was commented on that this is the first day since Cockgate that they've been out. Okay. Excuse me a second. Why did I not see your camera, Gary? Or have you not got it on yet?
Neither of them have got it on yet.
Oh, there is, though. Cute little cheekies.
I'll pinch them.
Is your webcam working, Kyle?
Is it working?
Yeah. Have you got it switched on?
Don't know, have I?
I can't see you yet.
I don't see you yet.
Oh, is that me?
Yeah, that's it.
There's the comment. There you are.
Do you like the background?
I thought my curtains, were bright.
Okay, boys, this is a big meat fest. Four dicks in the one room. So let's just chill and enjoy.
Well, we have to get Gary on, because otherwise we won't be the overseas connection. We'd be the UK connection. Clear.
Too bad she didn't come just a couple seconds earlier.
Oh, she here? Oh.
Oh, Courtney.
Get over here.
Hey, Courtney, come on!
I don't have the energy.
Good girl, get on your knees. Come on. Bring your way over.
Hey, you don't go off.
Do the camera.
Hello.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool. Here, see this. Look. Mark's seen this, but yeah. I want to show you this. This is really cool.
I want that.
Yeah, I picked that up.
That is awesome.
Isn't it really cool? God, it's really wrong of me to say this, but it was Peter Dinklage. He was a wee dwarf. And we walked into the door.
Hang on.
Peter Dinklage.
That's horrible.
We walked into the store, really class store, really cool stuff in it. And he goes, "Welcome to Nerdgasms."
There was this one guy at my office telling me about it. I guess he went to this one store and they had all these Game of Thrones dolls in boxes. And it was like this flat line and then Peter Dinklage's box was half the size.
Oh,
and he's like,
bless.
I kind of thought that was really wrong.
Guys, I'm gonna hop off because the wife wants to do stuff, so... Thanks for having me on.
Hang on.
Game of Thrones.
It's business time.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Alright, see ya.
Coming
along.
Peace. Bye.
Yeah, but you stay up to ungodly hours.
Yeah, I don't do mornings.
How do you do that?
Because I don't do mornings. Getting up early for me is 10 o'clock. So, I don't start work while 11 now with these new shifts. And that's early for me.
Apparently, on Amazon, Golf Club 2 is $16.49, and they've got one in stock,
right,
which would arrive tomorrow. So that's not bad.
Yeah. I'm quite lucky, because with the game sharing with Greg, Greg wanted this anyway. I'm not too fussed, but Greg's bought it, so I've got it anyway.
Oh, I've just placed the order. That's why I can't do the Year of Living Game, just because I've bought 30 games. Well, I think I've completed about 3 this year.
So I just sent off a wee message on WhatsApp there to Greg. He's asking, he said, "Hope you guys had a good show. Cheers to you all." So I replied to him, "It was a bollocks. Mark couldn't get anything to work. We were 30 minutes late. Skype kept disconnecting. And Amras was on and he wouldn't shut up. We ended up fighting. Cunt.
I have to say that.
Greg's replied, perfect.
You're all fired.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.